We're going to talk more Tiger baseball. Now, Jack Gellinger, he's going to join us on Monday. He plays short for our Albert Lea Tigers. But Carter Miller, Carter who plays right field and also pitches for our Tigers, joins us right now. And Carter, good afternoon. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Did I get that right? Right field, correct?
Yep, you got it.
Carter's a junior, and before we talk about the excitement around this team, I got to ask you today, when I texted Sean Gasson, the head coach, and said, I want to talk to a couple of guys on the radio, did he just pick you and Jack out? Did he pull you guys together and say, okay, guys, who wants to be on the radio, and just you and Jack raised your hands? How did that work?
So honestly, I think he just picked it out, and he thought we were the right guys for it.
Well,
after practice today, he said we get a phone number and get to talk to him, so.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you much, Carter. And how are you feeling? Before we talk about this section run, I want to get right to the celebration. Again, mentioning Jack, he fielded the play at short. Game's over, throws it over to first. Talk about the celebration. Describe what was going through your mind at that moment.
Oh, man. So I was in the dugout for that last inning there, and we got down to two outs, you know, first and second one right away. We had two outs in the last play. I could feel it coming, and I knew. I told the guys, I was like, this is it, one more. And we made that play, and we hopped the fence, ran out there, and it just felt like we were on top of the world.
Sean Gasson said, you guys had prepared on how to celebrate for a section championship. You had prepared for this moment. Is that true?
Yeah, we did, actually. So on the practice before, the day before, we at the end of practice, we all went out to our positions, and coach told us, all right, bottom of the seventh, two outs, you got the lead. This is what we're going to practice because everyone wants to, we want everyone to know how it feels to make the play and, you know, get the nerves out of the way and everything. So we treated it just like the game, and it all happened how it needed to work out.
That's absolutely awesome. Again, Carter Miller with us, junior for the Albert Lea baseball team. And Carter, talk about this postseason run, because you guys came in to the postseason, for those that don't follow Tiger baseball close, you guys had lost six in a row going into the postseason. What changed? Did anything change? You guys just say, you know what, the regular season's over, it's a brand new season? Because many teams, after having that long a losing streak, are not able to bounce back so quickly in the postseason like you guys have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the one thing that kind of clicked for us, the thing that changed, was the day before we started our section run, you know, coach told us, all right, today we're having a practice, you know, you guys are getting into teams, and we're just going to have a little fun, we're going to compete. And so we went out and we got on our little teams, tried to score some runs, and batting practice and stuff, and I think at the end of practice, everyone could tell that it kind of like clicked, and we were all just back. We were all we were one. I don't know. We were competing as a team, and we were ready. We were sick of losing, I guess.
Well, you guys have showed that here in the postseason, winning a 4 of 5 games, including the championship game against Byron in Game 2 on Wednesday night. And talk about how the guys were feeling in the dugout. Byron, you know, they played well. They knew their backs were against the wall. They beat you guys 8-1 in Game 1. How are you feeling? What was the attitude with the team in between Game 1 and 2?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, a little frustration after that tough loss. It kind of felt like the momentum was changing a little bit, but our coach reminded us, you know, like, they're the ones that they have all the pressure on them. They still have to come in and beat us twice. And everyone, all the guys were like, the seniors just kept saying this, they didn't want this to be the last game they played. And so we came in with the right attitude. We kind of just got reset, refocused, and went out there and did our jobs.
243, Carter Miller with the Albert Lea baseball team here on Afternoons with Aaron. Did you ever go to sleep after the game Wednesday night?
Oh, man, it was a late night. It was a crazy bus ride, I'll tell you that. There was music blaring. You know, we got back probably 1:15 in the morning. I couldn't go to bed.
Oh.
It was, I don't know, it was just pure, oh, no, it was ecstasy. It was awesome.
That is
really
awesome.
Fun.
And how was, I mean, I know this is probably a dumb question, but the celebration with, you know, parents and fans on the field, I'm assuming that's something you'll never forget.
Correct, yeah. It was unreal. It was crazy. I saw a few friends that were in the stands I wasn't aware of and just taking pictures and running around, giving everybody hugs. It felt amazing. It's something I will never forget, that's for sure.
Now, Carter, you got a chance to start for the team when you guys played at the mini-met last time in the second round of the section playoffs against Jordan. What do you think about that ballpark? It's one of my favorites in the state, and you guys went there once. I'm sure you're pretty happy to go play on that field again.
No kidding, yeah. I definitely think that it's an advantage, us being the one of the few teams to be familiar with the field, I suppose, just with how the ground plays and how the ball flies in there. I think it helps us because we kind of already got used to that atmosphere, being in that field, seeing people in the stands and everything like that. So I definitely think it's going to be an advantage.
Carter, I'm assuming this team is pretty tight. You guys, I'm sure, get along very well.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And then you need that kind of team as you head to the state tournament. Do you think when you walk on the field at the mini-met on Tuesday, you think you're going to be nervous at all?
You know, honestly, there probably will be. But as long as we all stick together, you know, it's at this point, it feels like it's more than just a team. We're kind of a family. We all stick together, and we all came in with the same mindset. I'm pretty sure once we get going, we'll shake the nerves off, and it'll be us.
Carter, besides baseball, what other activities or sports do you participate in?
I'm a wrestling captain. I'm involved in wrestling.
Okay. What do you like more, wrestling or baseball? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Oh, man, I'll say it. I'm a baseball guy, that's for sure.
Okay, very cool. And, you know, probably during wrestling season, if I asked you the same question, you probably go the other way. Maybe?
It's a maybe. I don't know. It was tough not having a season last year for baseball. I kind of got itching for it. I was missing it, but it's good to, I guess, stay active when you're not competing.
Carter, before we let you go, so we say hi to your family, tell us who your mom and dad is and if you have any siblings.
Oh, yeah. So my mom, Abby, my stepdad, George, and then my dad, Brandon, and I got a couple siblings. I got George, little George, and Lana. It's my sister.
Very cool. Did they all get a chance?
Hi, family.
I'll get a chance to watch a game Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
That is so cool. So cool. Carter Miller again with the Albert Lea baseball team. They wait for the brackets to come out on Sunday and then sometime on Tuesday at the mini-met in Jordan for the state tournament. Carter, congratulations to you and the rest of the team, and we look forward to seeing you guys on Tuesday. Go get them.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.